We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Shemichan Yachav b'Pirchos Eliyahu and Bechoris Perek Vav Mishnah Yud Beis. Up until this point, we had a list of mumim of blemishes. Assuming it's a mum kavua, it's a mum that would render the bechor puzzle. Therefore, it cannot be brought as a carbon, and therefore we allow the kohen to shech the animal and eat it as regular meat, as chulin meat. This Mishnah is going to give us a middle category, where on the one hand, you can't bring it as a mum to the extent that you can't bring it as a carbon. On the other hand, it's not severe enough to allow us to shech the animal. The following mumin are mumin that do not allow us to shech the animal in the mikdash as a carbon. On the other hand, it also does not allow us to shech the animal in Medina outside of the Beis Hamikdash, because the mumin, the blemishes, are not so severe. So what's on this list? Number one, chavarvad v'hamayim she'enam kvum. We had these in the past where they were kavur, where they were permanent. Chavarvad were the white specks in the eye. Mayim were extra tears, excessive liquid in the eye. But we spoke about where they were kavur, they're permanent. Permanent, they could affect vision, it could cause blindness. So that's where they're mum kavur. Here is she'enam kvum. They're not permanent, they're temporary. So these disorders are temporary, so therefore they're in the middle category. Can't bring it as a carbon, but can shecht it either to eat it as chulin meat. V'chitov ha'pnimio shenifgemu avol lo sheneku. We had this in the past as well. Rashi assumed this was speaking about gums, but most Rishonim claim that it was speaking about teeth, and that we're speaking about the inner teeth that nifgemu are now are notched. We've had that word many times. There's a pigima, there's some of it's missing. Avalonekru, loshenekru, they're not completely uprooted, not completely missing. If they're completely missing, we had on the list already in the past, that's a mumkavua. But they're just notched, so that's just missing pieces, so that's not considered a mumkavua. That's in this middle category. Ubal garav. Garav is a type of boil. The Bar Tanura says, hold on one second, the Torah says garav. Garav is one of the mumim. So he says like this, min shchin lach, mi bachotz mi bifnim. It's a type of boil where it is both moist on the inside and on the outside of the skin. Vigarav omer b'torah, to have a mum. And when the Torah uses the word garav, we know, which we know is a real blemish, hu shchin yavesh, that is dry. That's a dry boil. Dry boil is going to be a mum kavua and would allow us to shech the animal. And then the Mishnah says ubal yabelis. Yabelis, we had that as well. That's a wart. Where was that? That was in the white of the eye. Says the Bar Tanura, the difference between this and the one we had in the past, where it was a mum kavua, beloven hain, the white of the eye, vein basay, there's no hair. Le'el, earlier, de chashiv la b'mumin, she'shochtin alav. Earlier, where we consider this, we put this on the list of the blemishes that we are allowed to shech the animal, that's mayri she'deyesh basay, that's dealing with that there is hair on that wart, that's in the white part of the eye. So where there's no hair, it's in this middle category. Ubal chazazis is another type of boil. This is also a moist boil, which falls into the middle category. Bartner says, one second, the Torah speaks about a yalefes, which is this type of boil. So why is that only in the middle category? The Torah lists that as one of the mumin. So he says like this, Trei gavne chazazis have, the two types chazazis of these types of boils. Chazazis ha-mitzris, the Egyptian boil, he yalefes ha-ksuva b'Torah. Maybe the Egyptian boil, maybe what they had in Mitzrayim for Shechin. Or maybe it just was common in Egypt. So that's when the Torah says yalefes, that is the mum kavua, that's the Egyptian boil. Shuhulach mi bachutz v'yavesh b'mifnim. It's moist on the outside of the skin and dry on the inside. Vahava muma delo hada bari. That is a muma blemish that will not heal. You'll not recover from that. Damar mar lama nikra shema yalefes, and that's why it's called yalefes. Why? Shemala fefes v'holech. Malafefes means to wrap or to coil, to unravel. V'holeches and continue ad yom amis until the person dies. It's not going away. So that's the yalefes. That's a mum kavua. Our Mishnah is speaking about a different type of chazazis. V'chazazis hashnuya kan he min shchin sheish lo shvur. It's a type of boil that can, person can recover from, it will heal. So that's also on this middle, in this middle category. Vizakain, if you have an animal b'chor that's old. What does it mean old? It's considered too old when it's 3 years old. Or let's say it's when it's standing, that's one opinion, or maybe when it's standing and it's trembling, it's not able to stand, it shakes, that's zakein. V'chola as well, if you have an animal that's sick. So it's not about age, but about the fact that also when it stands, it shakes because it's sick. Umizoham, what's mizoham? Yotze mimenu reach ra, says the bartender. So some bad odor comes from the animal. That's also, you shouldn't bring it as a carbon, but it's not a mumkabua that allows you to shecht it. Vishenev de bo avera, where an avera was done with it. What does that mean? So we were speaking about a bechor as a male. So says the bartender, shirava asesha, bestiality. It had relations with a woman. And that's also a type of mum, can't bring it as a carbon. On the other hand, can't shecht it. Vishemis es ha'adam al pi eid echad, where it killed a person, but there's only one aid. Or the owner himself comes and says, oh, my animal killed. So if there are two eidim, the animal's supposed to be killed. It's supposed to get skila. So that's the animal, obviously, you can't shecht. It's asa bahana. Even before they give it skila, you can't shecht it. It's asa bahana. But here's only one aid. It wasn't only one witness. Or the owner himself comes. So that's why it's in this middle category. It's not going to be killed. On the other hand, you can't bring it as a carbon, but you can't shecht it for yourself either. Vitumtum vaandrogenos lo ba mikdash velo ma medina. And then tumtum vaandrogenos. The tumtum is an animal where you can't see the reproductive organs. They're hidden underneath the skin, so you can't determine whether it's a male or a female. And androgenos is where it has both reproductive organs, male and female. So these animals cannot be accepted as carbanos because the possibility is that it's an akeva, both of them. And a bechor has to be a zachar. So that's why they're no good. So lo ba-mikdash, lo ba-medina. And the reason why we repeat the lo ba-mikdash, lo ba-medina here, after what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, is because regarding the androgynous, we have a machlokas. The first opinion says it's in the middle category. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, einum gadol mizeh, there's no greater mum than this. A bechor that has female organs, it means it's an androgynous. It has a male organ, so therefore, attitude is a male, potential is bechor. But as a female organ, so we view this, says Rabbi Shmuel, we view this as if it is it's a bechor with a mum. And therefore, it's we can eat it outside. Now, this is a real mum. This is no greater mum than this. Of course, you can check this outside the Beis HaMikdash and don't have to worry about that. Of course, this is a very severe type of mum. V'chachomim mum of a third opinion. Eino b'chor ela nigzaz v'nevad. So remember, the Tanakhama put it in the middle category. We're not sure. Maybe it's a bechor. Maybe it's a female. We don't know. Rabbi Yishmael says this is an absolute bechor with the mum. You can shecht it outside. And the Chachamim say, "Eino bechor. This is not even a bechor at all. Ela nigzas and androgynos nigzas v'neva. You can even shear it. You can even work this. Why? So says the Bar Tanura, the Chachamim of the opinion, famous idea when it comes to androgynos, where an animal could be a person as well. Has both reproductive organs, the Beria Bifne Atzmahu. It's its own creation, its own creature. It's in a category of itself, in and of itself. Why? Because this is not a suffix male, suffix female, suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. This is a beria bifnei atzmo, and therefore it's clearly not a bechor. Bechor has to be a male, and this is a completely different creature. It's not even a female. V'nigzas, v'nevad, and the halacha follows the chachamim that in fact it can be sheared and it can be worked. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Mumin Elu, Bain Kavuin, Bain Ovrin, Postlin Ba'adam. So the Mishnah is now, our Masechta is about Bechor, but we move into discussing Kohanim with Mumin, what will render a Kohen disqualified for the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, because we spoke about that previously. Once we speak about Mumin, we'll speak about this as well. So what we're saying is that the Mumin that we're going to list, whether they're the mumin rather that we've had already that apply to a bechor, so whether it's a mum kavua or even temporary, although the temporary mum did not passel the bechor completely, didn't allow us to shecht it the way it is right now, maybe it'll heal and can bring it as a carbon. Postlim ba'adam, it certainly disqualifies, even the mum kavua of the animal will disqualify a person from doing the avoda. The pasuk tells us that we have that the Torah says that when it comes to a mum, so a mum applies to the to human beings as well for a kohen. The Torah says the following: Kol ish asher, this is Vayikra Chafalif Chafalif. Kol ish asher bo mum mizera aharon ha-kohen lo yigash lahakriv es ishe Hashem mum bo es lechem elokov lo yigash lahakriv. So that is so and that includes a mum over as we said. But the Mishnah then says, but there are more. Yoser aleim ba'adam. A human being, a person, the Kohen, has an additional list. Mumin that wouldn't apply to an animal, to a bechor, but will apply to an adam. Hakilo, number one, is a person whose head is pointy on top. The halaftan, or the head is wide on top. The hamakvan, or the head juts out more than typical in the front and in the back. The sherosha shakua, or the head is flat in the front. Ushkifas, or it's flat in the back. And the final one on the list, ubale hachatoteres, the hunchbacks. And this is speaking about where there's a piece of flesh that's jutting out from the back. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir says that's kosher, that Cohen is able to do service in the Beis HaMikdash, Rachacham in Poslan. What's the basis of the Machlokas? So first, we have to qualify the Machlokas. The Bartunur says, Kishayesh etzem b'chatoteres, if there's a bone in the back, so that's sticking out. Kule amalo pligi dahavam. Everyone agrees that's a mum. Ki pligi, where they argue with Rabbi Yehuda's lenient and says such a mum, that's not considered a mum. The hunchback and the Kohen is able to serve. B'she'ein ba'etzem. There's no bone there. Rabbi Yehuda savar chatichas basar, but only just a piece of flesh. It's not a problem. Rabban and Savri, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kol ish asher bo mum mizera aharon. So that's the Pasuk we quoted before. Hishva bizarro shel aharon, hashava bizarro shel aharon yaavot. Why do we mention mizera aharon? To tell you that you have to be equal to the zera of aharon. Anyone who looks like a typical zera shel aharon can do service. V'she'eno shava bizarro shel aharon. But if you look different, you're different than zera shel aharon, lo yavod, and therefore we follow the halacha of halacha chachamim that the hunchback, even though there's no bone there, it's just a piece of flesh, that's going to disqualify them from avoda. So it's important to recognize that these are not really mumim. If they were, if they're real mumim, then it would apply to an animal as well. Because we spoke about the link between the animal, the mumim of the animal, the kohen. Many of the mumim of the animal we learn from the mumim of the kohen. So rather, though, these are their physical deformities that make the kohen look unusual. And the question is this an issue of being shaveh with Zerah Shel Aharon or not? If this now makes him not equal to the other Zerah Shel Aharon in terms of appearance, so therefore this will disqualify them from the avodah.